Welcome to Sound Pathways, the vibrant space where award-winning violist, intuitive sound healer, and best-selling author Karen Olson connects with world-class musicians, visionary authors, and trailblazing thought leaders. Together, they explore the power of sound, creativity, and transformation to dissolve barriers, awaken your highest self, and ignite the path to living your dream. Each week, join Karen for inspiring stories and soulful insights designed to help you create boldly, heal deeply, and step fully into the life you were meant to live.
Welcome to Sound Pathways. I am so excited about our guest today. We're going to be talking about your life, your gem within, the Kuryavinit journey, discussing creativity, inspiration, and life's perfectly imperfect moments with the incomparable Grammy-nominated, world-renowned harpist and composer Kirsten Agresta Copley. She is known for her electrifying performances on some of the world's biggest stages and collaborations with stars like Lady Gaga, Stevie Wonder, and Beyoncé. She seamlessly blends classical artistry with modern touches, and we're going to learn more and more about all the exciting things that she does. And I'm especially excited because she has this beautiful album, Kuryavinit, out. And I want to learn more and more about how it was created and the inspiration around it and the message. I think it's a deeply personal collection. It reflects the beauty of life's transformative journey. So please be ready to learn about exploring your inspirations. It's a luminous album, and it dives into creativity and resilience, and it's about the gem that's within us and how to find it. So please help me give a warm welcome to Kirsten.
Hi, Karen. It's so nice to speak with you, and thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, this is really exciting. I've been waiting. This is really amazing. So you must be so happy to share this new album with the world. It's just amazing.
Yes, yes. It came out on Friday, and so it hasn't even been a week yet, but it's been
Thank you. A
wonderful whirlwind.
Such an honor to have you here. It's so vibrant. It has this jewel-like quality. So I'd love to know about how you chose the word, the title of your album and the concept.
Sure, sure. Kuryavinit is actually this a spiritual translation in Sanskrit for a flawed but radiant ruby. And ruby is my birthstone. And so I was searching for translations in different languages of the word ruby. And I stumbled across this very beautiful, beautiful word. And it just jumped off the page at me, and I thought, this has to be the title for the album, and that's how I chose it.
Wow. And it just all came together. That's what I really want to learn more about the process. Were there any specific tracks or moments that stand out to you that highlight this journey?
Yes, definitely. I think one of the greatest pleasures was working with the Turkish clarinetist that's on the second track, entitled Ratnaraja. And his name is Ismail Lumanovsky, and he's a world-renowned clarinetist, and he has this beautiful instrument that was made for him special and hand-carved for him out of basswood.
Wow.
And it sounds like a duduk to a lot of people, which is an Armenian instrument,
but
this is
amazing. Actually
a G clarinet, so it's just slightly higher than the B-flat clarinet that you hear in an orchestra, and it has a very unique, mesmerizing, enchanting sound to it, and I was very drawn to it, so I was so happy that I got to work with him, because he added such a layer of I would call magic to the album.
I know. It kind of surprised me when I heard it. It gives such a global feel and the texture, and it's so unique. And I'm left wondering, what is that sound?
Right.
I love that sound. And how do you know him?
We were connected through a mutual friend here in New York, and
Wow.
he just happened to be available on the day that we were recording and doing overdubs with the string
Really?
players as well. And yes, and
Oh
it was
my
a great
gosh.
collaboration. So, and of course,
Oh,
I have my cellist that I've worked with for many years,
yes.
Dave Eggar. He was on my previous album,
Beautiful.
Aquamarine,
I love his
and Jessica
sound.
Meyer, which is, who you probably know as well. That's a violist here in New York City. So,
Yeah, that's exciting, all the different sounds and how they came together. And
yes.
you have such a huge repertoire, with so many different styles of classical and your beautiful cover songs and your own compositions and how it's impacted you that you've performed in so many places and even unique places like the Plaza Hotel and the US Open and the White House. And how has that impacted you? And how you bring it all together in these amazing compositions and albums that you create.
Well, I think every experience informs your life, right? And I think that I've been very blessed and very, very grateful for all of the different places that I've been able to play in my life. And, playing backup for artists and playing at the White House for Barack Obama and
Wow.
with Beyoncé was a highlight for me. Whether that informed any of my composition, I can't say. But I'm very inspired by Brian Eno and Harold
Yes.
Budd and their
Yes.
collaboration with the Pearl. I think that's probably the most famous collaboration that they had.
Yes.
And that music really spoke to me, and it made me want to compose New Age music for the harp
Oh,
because
I've
I
been
can.
wondering. Yes.
Yeah, and that's really kind of where it started, where I knew that I wanted to focus on New Age ambient sounds
Wow.
was through all of the studying of Brian Eno and really immersing myself in his world of composition. And while my music doesn't necessarily sound like Brian Eno, it definitely has influenced me in a very deep way.
Well, that must have been, I think I was I with you? I don't know why I feel like I know this firsthand and that it's such a full circle moment when a reviewer compared your music to them.
Ah, yes, that was a recent thing.
Yes.
Yes. That was One World Music.
That must feel really beautiful.
It was a very exciting day for me to have my name in the same sentence as Brian
Well,
Eno.
I'm not surprised. I mean, but it's just that you manifest that. That you wanted to be in that same world of sound, and it so happens so well, and that's what inspiration is about, that we inspire each other
That's right. That's
and
right.
all the people you inspire and all the layers that come together as they're coming up, and then I guess some of them peel down a little as we create and we share from those places, which I think
Right.
is part of
Right.
what you're talking about. Were there any certain emotions or imagery that guided you in this album?
Yes, I think coming off of Aquamarine, I had a real sense of needing some change in my life. And that particular album was based on serenity and water images, water themes. And I just felt like this album was built upon a really deep soul search, if you will. And it's been a few years since my mother has passed, and I've done a lot of I'm a trans I study and practice transcendental meditation. So during my meditation practice, things would bubble up, and I wouldn't always like what was bubbling up. And I realized with that journey that I had to either embrace those things that I wasn't liking, or I had to learn to change them. And I felt like this was a really good theme for music, was to cross over into a little bit more of a empowerment field, and knowing that this is all music that is inspired by my own feelings, my own journey to identify what makes me tick and what makes me me. And I think that's it can be that journey for anyone who listens to it, and whether it helps someone through grief or it causes someone to really be introspective towards their own self and maybe show themselves a little more self-love and self-worth. Change the dialogue of how we self-speak to ourselves. The words that we use and that we say to ourselves are powerful. And I think that the more that we can embrace being comforting to ourselves and to say things nice to ourselves instead of having the chatter that can sometimes be chaotic is important.
Definitely. That's certainly one of my themes. And thank you for sharing that. Those were two things I wanted to learn about, because I know how close you were to your mother and the last project and how that has shaped your life and your this creation. So thank you. And just how you bring the harp into the healing space and that world is very powerful. Wow. That's really beautiful.
Well, I believe that if my music can touch people and if they can find some help in listening, you know, whether it be at the end of a long day where they just need to relax or whether they're really going through something that's very challenging at the time. It means a lot when I get messages from people that tell me that they've just listened to a particular song and this is what they felt about it, and this is what it meant to them. That's the whole reason that we share music, is to connect with other people and to hopefully help them as well.
Yeah, it's beautiful. How long did this project take?
I started composing the pieces about a year ago, and it was an off and on process. Life gets in the way. You can't always do with your craft the way you would like to. But I did treat it as a job in a sense, where I would, really focus for several hours a day trying to write music. There, I wrote a lot of music that didn't make the album. So it was a nice reconnaissance trip of composing for me to, write a series of pieces that I felt would make an album and choose which ones were really the 10 defining tracks that I would be happy with.
Wow. In the image of the gem within, and I know you've shared a lot, but could you help us think about that process? Because I think of people listening and they might be feeling like, well, you did that, but I know it sounds good, but how could I do that? And I'm not creative and I don't compose, but I believe that we're all creative. And by using that process, we can see our lives and the direction. And with the vision and all that, we can be there. We can be there.
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's as simple as, if somebody's comfortable journaling and you can write how the weather feels to you or what a color makes you feel. It could be about a flower and it blooming in the spring. And what does that make you feel? I think there's a lot of ways that people can find room for this in their life. And you don't have to be a musician or an artist or a creative of any sort to be able to look at your own self and find something that you love about yourself and then amplify it.
That's beautiful. And since I really love to do sound healing work with people, it also makes me think about the person we're really born to be. And sometimes, as you mentioned, the chaos and the noise gets so loud, we're not able to hear the whispering voice of guidance and support. And we can get kind of like tarnished, or like, if we were a bell, we wouldn't be able to ring because of the conflict. Mm-hmm. And I think part of finding the gem is really looking at where that comes from. And often it's things that we were told when we were a child that really aren't true, even though they seem like they were at the time, it could define us. But as we are able to now, we can explore that and differentiate and see what's left, the gem
Absolutely.
there. And then that's what we can connect with. And it's so beautiful because as we raise our energy, then we get to be around other people like that. And we just can keep supporting each other. So that's what I really hope to do here. And I believe we are.
I love that.
And thank you. And we go way back. I'm
Yes.
in the New York Pops, and Kirsten was in the New York Pops, and I'm in the viola section. And sometimes I had the great pleasure of having her kind of near me. And then sometimes I have the whole trumpet section in my ear. So those were really nice times when I got to hear the beautiful
That's
harp. And oh
right.
my gosh, it's such an angelic sound.
Those were some good years playing together there.
That
I
was
always loved
fun. And it's
that.
been really fun to watch you soar
Oh,
in this
thank you.
whole new
Thank
direction.
you.
When do you think you started composing and going in that direction?
Well, as a child, I actually did compose
Wow.
quite a bit, and I don't know why I ever stopped, but
Wow.
I don't think that it just, as I got older, I just think things got in the way, like learning how to play harp and doing competitions and life getting in the way. But I really revisited it seriously in 2019. So it's been a relatively recent journey for me, and
Yeah.
I was just so
Wow.
grateful for the feedback that I got early on from the pieces that I was releasing as singles, really. I hadn't written an album yet at that point. I was just releasing singles. And they were getting added to lots of playlists and, having growing my numbers of fans. And I thought, oh, I guess I should probably write an album. And so my very first album was 2020, and it was called Around the Sun. And that was the first venture that I had into actually releasing my own full album of my original music. And then, of course, Aquamarine followed that, and now we're at Kuruvinda. So
Wow. That's been a really, you're just like shooting up, like shooting to the stars.
well, each release, I know a little bit better what to do and how to approach it. And I think over time, I've reached many new listeners, from one album to the next, and it's just growing, and I'm really grateful for it.
Wow, it's been fun to watch you flourish and share. One thing I noticed is you make the most beautiful, before the albums, it seemed, the most beautiful cover songs.
Ah, yes.
They were just so beautiful. I know that really reached a lot of people. And did you publish some of those?
Publish.
Do you publish the parts to those?
Oh, for the, like sheet music?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, I have done that. I have a lot of them on Sheet Music Plus, and there's quite a few that I didn't record, but I've done sheet music of, so.
Wow, you keep so busy. And I want everyone to know how to connect with you. I love your sharing your posts on Instagram and Facebook, especially Instagram. It's just really meaningful
Thank you.
what you
Thank you.
offer.
Thank
So
you.
I want to just, since it ties in here, could you please help people know your handle and how they could find you in your
Yes,
events?
absolutely. On Instagram, you can find me at K Copley Music. That's Copely. And my website is kirstencopleymusic.com. And my music you can find by searching my name on any streaming platform. So it's on Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, Amazon. Anywhere you stream music, you can find my music.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. So, getting back to the album tracks, could you help us each one? I always feel like each track is a little world in its own self to discover. Could you give us a little journey through it?
I could give you a brief journey, sure. Yeah, that would be great. Shadow Light is the introductory track. That's the first track on the album, and it basically is a very, what do I want to say? The entry to the world of shadow and light, literally. So you can think of that as darkness and light meeting, and you can think about the sparkling introduction, I guess. And then we go into Ratnaraja, which is of
But could you
course,
also share like
oh.
how it's you feel it the music demonstrates it, like what parts of the album like a listener could capture that makes
Oh,
it, yeah.
certainly. Certainly, yeah. So the opening, it's a duality that we carry between shadow and light. And I think what shadow light, the opening has a motif that is very, I would call sparkly. And I think that particularly shows the light part of it. And as we go along with it really is showing that they're not opposites, but parts of the same whole. And so it's a beautiful way to start the album, and I think it's positive. It's in a major key, and then we transfer into, the more in-depth of the darkness, right? So we have Ratnaraja, which means king of jewels in Sanskrit. I wanted something that was celebrating strength, and that sounded regal and resilient. And that has more Eastern tones to it. It lends itself to what Ismael brought to it with the clarinet, but also it has a kind of brooding harp melody at the beginning, I think I would call it. And it follows a very stately journey. And then we get to the title track, which is Kudurvinda. And for me, this is the heart of the album. So this is flawed yet luminous, right? Which are the words, the kind of the keywords for the whole thing. It's a meditation on how true beauty often lies in what's been broken open and what has been forced to have been looked at. And this is a very powerful track. It uses the full range of the harp. It has some very resonant low bass notes with it that really I would call are the empowerment chords. And then we get to Intertwined, which is the first track where we hear the strings come in. And this piece explores more of the intercontradictions that we have, and we all carry them. So it's like the coexistence of strength and vulnerability, or clarity and doubt. Those are some of the words that come to mind. And I think the way that the harp and the viola and the cello literally intertwine during the piece exposes why the title is intertwined. Then we get to Wordless Voice, I believe. And Wordless Voice is one of my favorite tracks. It is really an unspoken dialogue, is what it came from. And this was one of the moments that I wrote a piece from something that bubbled up during meditation. And so there's a quiet accept tension, I guess I would say, between acceptance and ache in this piece. And that's one of the things that I think resonated with me in writing it, was just having a real clear presence but longing.
Beautiful.
And then we have Quiet Core, and this is really about wiping away all the noise and chaos, right? And coming back to that quiet center. It's about settling into stillness and settling into a place that makes you sit with the things that you are trying to outrun. And then we have samskara. That is, in yogic philosophy, it's kind of referring more to like an emotional imprint, if you will. And we all have them. This is a track that reflects what we inherit and what we repeat and what we choose to release.
Beautiful.
Then we have thread line, and I like this piece a lot too. It's one of the few on the album that's written in a major key. And it represents the fragile yet unbreakable line of memory, identity, and healing. So if you can think of it a little bit like a, like an invisible tightrope, the thread that is running through our life at all times and really our lifeline, if you will. Untold Story is again with strings with Dave and Jessica. And this is about a story that's beneath the surface. It's never been fully spoken. It's a tribute to hidden narratives and things that shape us for who we are. And then we close the album with Samtosa. And that actually translates in Sanskrit to contentment. And I think, so we've gone from shadow light at the beginning to contentment at the end. And this, it's a grounded acceptance of all the things that we've experienced through the album and coming out the other side with a contentment of who we are and sitting with, you know, who we are and what we are.
Oh, that's so beautiful, so powerful.
Thank
it
you.
Seems like you could listen to this in so many different ways.
Absolutely.
Just calming, but you could also take each one as a process to work through as you're discovering the gem within you and all the things you can appreciate and acknowledge and release.
Absolutely.
It's so beautiful.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Wow. Oh, that's really powerful. Do you see this album being one that you want to perform live? I could almost see it in a setting where everyone's kind of meditating as well, because it's such an experience.
Yes, I think that I hope that there will be opportunities to perform this live. It's something that I think can be performed acoustically or with the effects. That's one of the things about it's composed in a way that it can be performed really however you'd like it to be. But you're right, it would be wonderful in a setting like that. I will be playing some of them live at the Metropolitan Museum of Art, at the Met Bar, excuse me, not ball, bar, in January. So some of these will be heard there.
That's beautiful.
First weekend of January.
Oh, I have to try to make it. That's really,
that would be great.
Really, really great. It's just such a beautiful thing to be able to share and to contemplate. You have so much insight and, you know, the different, I was thinking even of like that thread, the lifeline, and, you know, is that a straight line or does it move around and in all the different ways? Sometimes we might think it's supposed to be like progress is just going up a straight shot, but it doesn't. It goes up and down and dips, and
that's
how
right.
to keep the vision, even when it's hard to see it, just to believe, which I think is part of when you create, it means that you feel things deeply, I believe, and the combination of that deep of a feeling and even the pain that you can feel it and put it into the music, but that you can move out of it as well. Because, it's through the compassion, I think, being empathetic, where you can feel the listeners. And it's a process. It's like an experience, the performers and the listeners. I remember how much I enjoyed your performance at 54 Below.
Oh,
That was
yes.
last summer, a year
It
ago.
was,
A
yes.
year ago, it seemed so long ago, but it was
It
so
does, I
beautiful.
know.
It's so beautiful. And we're both really fortunate. I'm newer, but there's a beautiful community of people that are in the Recording Academy, and
Yes.
it makes me think that it's like Christmas right now because everyone's releasing their albums and
Right.
wanting everyone to hear it and know because we're going to be voting, and
Right.
there's all these events and everyone's so excited, and
And we'll
it's
be seeing
just
each other very soon, I'm sure. So.
yes. So I feel so blessed. I mean, there's just no words for it. And it's not the most normal situation for artists because sometimes you're competing and you're busy and there's only so many jobs and so much to do, and everybody has their own way, but in this, it feels just like support and love.
That's right. Yeah. I think we have a very good community of musicians that support each other in this
And such a
particular
high
chapter.
level, they're not just, I mean, any level of a dream. It could be the smallest dream that anyone could have, which is really beautiful, but to have big dreams too,
Right.
and having being around people that are doing them, like, huh, what if I dreamt that big? What would happen?
Right.
So,
Right. But, no dream is too big, I don't think. And, I have a dream that someday Oprah me. That's my big dream.
yeah, well, I'm sure that's possible.
We'll see,
Yeah.
but I think, there's power in your thoughts and what you
Yes.
put out to the world.
Yes.
And I can remember when, just as a side story, I can remember when Barack Obama was elected president, and I said out loud to my husband, "I'm going to perform for him someday."
Wow, really?
And I didn't know how, I didn't know where or why or
Wow.
really anything about what would transpire if it ever could happen. I didn't think
Wow.
it could, but I said it out loud and I put it into the universe. And then I get a call to come
Oh
play
my
at the White House for Barack
gosh.
Obama. And so, I feel that, you say things out loud, you put them into the universe, and the universe runs with it. And maybe something happens, maybe something doesn't. But the more that you dream, and the more that you hope, and the more that you have resilience to, to stay positive, I think some of those things can come to fruition for everyone.
I love that. Thank you. And your joy is something that you can feel. And I think part of it too is the gratitude. Like as you're speaking, you can hear how grateful you are and excited.
Yes.
That not rather than, not just bragging about it, like it looks pretty good on the bio and everything, which I couldn't even read a small portion, so they have to go to the website to see it all, but it's amazing.
I've been very fortunate, and I know that, a lot of these experiences came to me because I'm a harpist. I play a very unique instrument, and it's one that is a niche, right? It's not a common thing to see. And I think a lot of artists at the time when I was playing with them thought it was really cool to have a harp because it was so unique, and nobody would have expected it with a hip hop artist or et cetera.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of fun.
Well, you're not mentioning that you're amazing at how you
Oh,
play it and your
well.
technique and everything, so that's really great. You've done some TV interviews, shows, some TV shows. You played on stage in some TV shows, like the night shows, some of them.
Oh, yes, on late night.
Yeah.
Yes, I think I've played on all of them.
Oh,
Yep, Colbert, Letterman, when Letterman was still on the
wow.
air. Yes, The Tonight Show several times with Jimmy Fallon, SNL.
Oh my gosh, that must be fun. That must have been fun.
A lot of
Wow.
fun.
And you also were teaching at Vanderbilt.
That's correct. Yeah, I lived in Nashville for 7 years from
Wow.
2014 to 2021, and then we moved back to New York City. And during that time, I was teaching at Vanderbilt University, and I had a
Wow.
wonderful experience there. So
You
that was
must have
a
really blessed a lot of harpists, a lot of students.
quite a few.
Yeah.
It
And
was
you were,
a
you're, it, I think, I wonder if people understand that music is an art form that's kind of passed down from the teacher to the students. And it's a really close relationship. I noticed that your teacher that you were so close to just passed away not too long ago.
Yes, that's right.
And I wonder if you could help share what that's like to have had that type of a mentor and someone who cared so much about you and your career and your life.
Well, I began studying with Suzanne McDonald when I was 11 years old, and my parents were amazing and drove me to Bloomington, Indiana once a month so that I could take private lessons with Miss McDonald at her home in
Wow.
Bloomington. And she really was my mentor from that time on. And I ended up going to Indiana University for both of my degrees, and so I continued my studies with her during college. I just, she was a lot, she was a mother figure to so many of her students, and I think probably everything that I will say that I could say about her would be echoed by most every student that she had. She was very warm and loving, but she was also very strict, and her. What she provided for me in terms of the warmth and the tone quality and the expressiveness and playing from my gut and playing with fire, that all really I can attribute to her and the tutelage that I got from her. So she will be greatly missed.
Well, she must be so proud of you
Oh, she
and
was.
yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah, it must be a whole group of her students that excelled and see each other in
Absolutely.
places and high places.
Absolutely. Yes.
Wow. That's beautiful. How many, but it's quite unique. Don't you feel that a harpist would be a composer and moving into so many directions?
I was always very interested in a lot of different music, and so I was a child that w listened to pop music, listened to rock music, listened to other
Cool.
things, world music. My mother, had hours towards a doctorate in ethnomusicology, so I was exposed to a lot
Oh,
of really unique, music
wow. I love that.
when I was growing up. But I wasn't necessarily sitting at home and listening to classical music. I was going to orchestra rehearsals and playing classical music.
Yes.
But I chose to listen to different things on the radio. And so I think that always gave me, I don't know, it's just part of who I've always been. And so therefore, being a freelancer in New York City made a lot
Yes.
of sense to me because I wanted to be able to do as many different things as I could possibly do with my instrument. And this was the place that was, going to give those opportunities to me. So
Wow.
I've been here since 1996 and
I love it.
with my 7 years in Nashville, but now I'm back. So
That's amazing. And you have a beautiful home and studio.
and
It's
studio,
been
that's
fun to
correct.
see that you develop that, your dreams, more dreams
More dreams,
that
that's
are
right.
coming true. It's really beautiful how that can all how that all happens. Yeah. Wow. And so if you were able to share just a few thoughts about inspiration for the people about their discovering of who they are, what would that be?
I would say that taking time every day to have some silence for yourself and some, you can call it me time, whatever you want to label it as. But for me, it's meditation. So I need that time for myself to be able to sit and be quiet and go within myself. But if people don't meditate, I think it's really important to have time to discover what silence might look like for them, and to sit in that and feel still in it. And it might feel uncomfortable at first, but I think the more that you do it and the more that you are able to accept it, then you'll gain a lot of insight from doing that.
Oh, I love that. The whole concept that the silence is almost more important than the words or the notes. It's right now I'm thinking of it being like a canvas. If we're silent, then we could have that place to then paint or develop or see or hear what there is waiting for us.
That's right.
And they
That's
could be
right.
messages, they could be songs, and they could be so many things. And
I mean, I think the one thing that everyone can do is to pick up a pen and paper and write. And write whatever comes to mind. Write without editing. Write without erasing. If you're doing it on a computer, don't backspace. But I like the actual pen and paper. So, it goes back to a very, basic form of expression, right? Picking up a writing utensil and a piece of paper and whatever comes to mind. It's a way of getting out things and expressing yourself. And then maybe you read it again, maybe you crumple it up and throw it away, but the fact that you've gone there and actually tried to expose something about what you're feeling is important.
Oh, I love that. I worked once with a back surgeon who was going into some alternative healing work, and he had this method, you'll call it, but the main thing in it was that if you do the free writing, there's something neurological about the pen in your hand and writing on the paper and just the free writing without any judgment. He had stories. One of them I'll never forget. There was a man who was paralyzed. He couldn't move, like he couldn't walk. And when he did this activity of the free writing, he was able to walk. It was amazing. It was just amazing for that particular person. It was just so miraculous. But then when he stopped writing, then he couldn't walk.
Oh my
So
goodness.
it's really, there's so many amazing things that we can do. And that also reminds me how the music can rewire your brain because there's neuroplasticity. And it can go into where we've had trauma or where things are upsetting us. And it can smooth it out and change it because we have that ability. It's like a stroke victim where you make new pathways.
That's right. That's right. And I can speak with personal experience about that because my mother had a stroke. And yes, and one of the things that I did for her when she was in her recovery was to play music on a keyboard. I would take a keyboard into her assisted living facility and play music for her, play the songs that she knew that she used to play on the piano.
That's right.
And you would see her eyes flicker and her hand would move. And next thing you know, she's making a full recovery. And what was paralyzed all the way down her left side, she regained full control of her entire body. So, I believe that there is a lot of power in music. And again, whatever someone feels, it's subjective. Not everyone is going to like the same music that another person does.
Oh, it's yes.
But, whatever speaks to you as a human being that moves you is worth gold.
Oh, it touches places that no medicine could, even though I really honor, the medical system and all the discoveries and the medicine that
Of course.
cures. But then this is so such a great compliment because things that a pill maybe couldn't reach, music can, and doing different things, and our mindset is really our power. That thank you for sharing that story.
Yes, of
That
course.
I mean, I know it, and I know it also from helping people with memory things, and they come back. But I thank you so much. Wow, that's exciting, especially when it's your mom.
Yes,
How long
yes.
of a process was that about?
I think it was about 5 months, 5 or 6
Oh,
months
that's not very
maybe.
long.
No, it really wasn't. She was a stubborn and very, she had a lot of chutzpah. And so she worked really hard. She worked very hard. Not everybody is able to do that and have that experience, but I was very, very grateful that she managed to recover fully from it.
And
So.
you've taken a long inherited or that legacy of being
Right.
able to just push through and see it happen and make it
That's
happen
right.
and just
That's right.
change your life, right? So, wow,
Well,
it's so beautiful.
persistence. I think that's my always my word of the day is persistence and making sure that I'm not dissuaded by somebody saying no, it's just it's a constant evolving chapter.
Wow, that's so exciting to learn more about that. I feel so blessed to be able to connect with you and your
Thank you,
beauty and your
Kim.
brilliance and to be able to share it. It's just so amazing.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you
This
for
has
what
been
you
a
do.
wonderful conversation.
Oh, yes, thank you. So as we're closing, we're thinking about the gem and it's shaped by time and pressure and patience and persistence. And then we have our own brilliance. So every breath we take, every challenge we face, and every moment we embrace shapes us into the person we're meant to be. So trust the process and let your creativity polish the gem within and guide you on the path to your dreams. Thanks for being here. Blessings and love.
Thank you so very much for joining us on today's transformative journey. We're honored to have shared this space with you, and we hope you're feeling inspired and aligned with your highest self. For more insights, resources, and to continue your path of healing, be sure to visit KarenOlson.com, your gateway to deeper sound healing, music, and wisdom. Remember, Sound Pathways is here every other Wednesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on BBS Radio TV, Station 1. Until next time, stay aligned, stay inspired, and let the magic of sound guide you.